Well, hosts of SBS sports program The Marnbrook Footy Show are stumped at a decision to axe the program for the 2020 season. It's one of the network's highest rating programs. It features Indigenous sporting talent and local music before a live audience during the AFL season, in keeping with SBS charter responsibilities. News of its axing has outraged presenters, sports fans and many in the Indigenous community. Isabel Rowe has the story.
The Marnbrook Footy Show is back this Wednesday night with all your
The Marnbrook Footy Show is an institution in Indigenous AFL culture. Recording in front of a live audience in Melbourne, the panel show has run for 12 years, most recently on SBS's National Indigenous Television Network. But just after the AFL Grand Final last month, presenters were pulled into a meeting and told that was their last show.
Oh, you know, it's just as stunned as what I was. I just couldn't believe that, you know, NITV would do something like that.
Grant Hanson created Marnbrook Footy Show and broke the news on social media today. He still doesn't understand why the show's been cut.
The reasons are sort of vague. They talked about a new sort of policy they were introducing and a new strategy that they were doing, and you know, referred to the ratings, which I thought was quite ironic because the ratings are the same as last year, and we're one of the very few shows on Australian television to actually hold our audience.
Marnbrook steered clear of the pranks and adult humour infamous on other footy shows, but still boasted some big name guests.
We've got the former president of the Hawthorne Football Club, Jeff Kenner. Give it up one more time for Jeff. Play a little bit as well. Please welcome Rory Capper to Marnbrook.
Its presenters also took a stance on racial issues in the AFL, notably during the booing saga of Sydney Swans player Adam Goods.
You've got to listen to yourself. You've got to listen to what you're saying, because some of the things that you're saying on radio, talkback radio, wake up to yourself, listen to what you're saying.
For panellist Layla Gurawiwi, the show is where she grew up.
I started off on the Marnbrook TV show when I was 19 years old, and I'm 31 now, so it's been an integral part of essentially my whole adult life.
She says the axing is a loss for Indigenous Australia and the wider AFL community.
You know, we've always been about creating a platform for Indigenous players and, you know, creating a platform for reconciliation, because we have Indigenous and non-Indigenous players and performers, music performers and all those sort of things that come on the show. And we talk about football. We're probably one of the only AFL football shows that talk about football. I think that creates questions around NITV and what they do as a television station.
NITV manager Tanya Orman stands by her decision. She says the show is past its prime.
Just wasn't meeting all the needs that we needed it to. The ratings are one factor. It's gone down every year over the last 4 years, 5 years.
Nevertheless, it has been one of the station's highest rating shows over several years. But Tanya Orman rejects any suggestion NITV is abandoning AFL.
I'm really excited to do more AFL content out bush, really connect with young people. Most of our audience and population are under the age of 25. You know, I totally appreciate all the love that this show has. It's been great for NITV.
The decision is being widely panned on social media by fans of the show. Among them is John Kalen, who coaches a club of junior Indigenous AFL players in Western Australia.
You know, we all sit down and enjoy watching and listening to our past players on the show as well, and talking about the footy teams and the picking their teams, and I just can't understand and get my head around it.
The show's producer, Grant Hanson, isn't giving up.
Certainly there's other interest already from other networks out there, so I'll be talking with them in the next few weeks as well.
Should the ABC buy it?
I don't see why not.
Great show, The Marnbrook Footy Show. Creator Grant Hanson there with Isabel Rowe.